Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Listen in. Ask my friends. Take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice.
This is my good episode!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs Season 5 from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam Gonzalez, your GM for the day, and to my left.
Oh, hey, that's me. Hi, I'm playing Amanda / Clementine / Clem Tachibana, and that was weird.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Zeke, and, you know, I'm sure we got out of it this time. That was just a weird little thing that happened. Sometimes you remember things that you did before, and then it happens again, and then, you know, it's fine.
Hello, I'm Tandon. I'm playing Javier O'Reilly, and, stranger things have happened, right?
And I'll just get on to say, not all things need explanations, and sometimes stuff just happens. So you guys drive on down to Oregon. You're headed to the coast so you can see seals. At the Sea Lion Cove, I believe? Seal Cove? Either way, you get to see some adorable little freaks in this adorable cave. I'll say you get there, how do the next couple of hours of car ride go?
I think we're a little tense, like waiting for something to happen, you know?
Yeah, I think like that 30 minutes following is like weird and okay. It's like on edge a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I fall asleep in the backseat.
All right, you fall asleep.
I'm awake.
Uh-huh.
Uncomfortably silent. I think like fidgeting with his brace on his knee, just in thought.
I'm just gonna be like, so like, how's your knee doing? You healing up good?
Yeah, I think so. I think I should be good to go soon.
That's good. So are you gonna go back to sports, or what are you gonna do when your knee heals up?
Yeah, probably. You know, I'm just, you know. Yeah, probably. I'll probably go back to sports once it's healed. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Are you doing anything right now? Like, what's going on with you?
Oh, not much. I'm just, you know, I just work at my dad's shop and just kind of hang out mostly. I don't have much going either.
As hail begins strike the van, loud thunks and clunks of what is possibly the biggest hail you've ever seen.
Should we pull over?
Yeah, we should find some cover.
I start awake.
Yeah, you start awake to the...
What was that?
Thunks of the van getting smacked.
I think we're getting hit by hail the size of baseballs.
Pardon?
Is there like a weather channel on this thing like reaching up?
Yeah.
Let's just in. It appears the storm is approaching the Oregon coast. If you're on the road, look out for sleet ice, large hail, and unexpected weather hazards. Stay safe. This has been an emergency weather report with James... Jameson.
And it goes back to regular programming news.
Is there, I think I'm like looking for the map, and like, is there like a stop anywhere soon?
Yeah, you guys are about, I would say a quarter mile away from a, like a junction, like a, like a rest stop.
Mm-hmm. You should probably, so the car, the windows, I don't know.
Do you have chains?
Yeah, I have chains, but I don't know if the water ground is icy. I don't know. Let's just get to the rest stop and we'll figure it out then.
So you come up. The rest stop. So you don't see anything pointing to rest stop, but you, Javi, see where it goes on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what like appears to be some kind of divot in like out of off the road. So you have to assume that might be where it is, but currently you're not seeing anything. You're just driving.
I think, hold on. Slow down. I think it's right. Mm. It's not marked. What the? Yeah, I think it's down that way.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so you turn on pull in. Goes into a bumpy road as you kind of go back. And you see tire tracks. It's not unused. It's weird that it's not marked as you drive back. And there's a couple of other vans, two small cars, and then three large big rigs that have all pulled off this way also. And you're not the only ones here. It's been a couple of hours, so it's later in the day now. I'd probably say it's like almost evening.
My stomach starts to growl.
And you do see that there's this little off-road truck stop diner that you could get off at and enjoy.
I like go to the front again, and I'm like, I don't know about you guys, but my stomach is making crazy noises, and so food.
Yeah, probably a good idea to wait out this hailstorm in the diner.
Yeah, is the car cool right here? Like, checking, making sure nothing's
Yeah, you guys have, like, pulled under something, yeah. So you're all right. It's like an awning.
Okay, yeah, let's go on in. Let's be quick about it. Don't want to...
Yeah.
This hail might kill us.
Yeah, so you guys quickly make your way in, and as you do, it swings open, and you go inside to a not busy diner. It's a large diner,
mm-hmm.
And there's three trucks, so that's three people. Two little cars and three vans, and then you guys. So there's maybe 15 people in here, maybe. Like, really, there's more like 7 to 10 people in here. And then two workers, and then a cook in the back. And it's large enough to fit in the hundreds. Like, okay. 100, 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Weird to build a diner that big here. When you come in, the front is emblazoned with a mountain, like a silhouette mountain range with a Bigfoot stride in front of it, and you see a mimicry of Bigfoot, and you see Big Joe's Footstep Diner, and they're kind of serving up different stuff. You see them, like, you know, bringing pancakes out, bringing sandwiches out, really whatever people are feeling. They have a menu of all types. There's no
It's one of those like
large their menu, yeah, and it bustles and squeaks with the sound of people who have caught water from people coming in on the bottom of their work shoes as they walk around and squeak and squelch a bit as someone comes through, mops up the floor. Hi, how can I help you, sweeties? You guys need anything? You want some food to go? You want a seat? You can go ahead and just walk on down and sit somewhere and we'll come around and help you out.
Maybe get a table for three?
Table for three, yeah. Looks like there's four booths that are just straight down that way. You want to just go sit down? Also, we have shirts if you want one of Big Joe's footprint shirts, and you see it's like a big footprint on the food. Yeah. We can do that at the end
maybe
of the
later.
Meal. Yeah, let's go ahead and get you some food first. Drinks, and she's already at your table serving, like, you know.
Yeah.
Checking service.
I'll just do water for right now.
Water for right now. Okay, sounds good.
Can I get coffee?
Yeah.
Coffee, of course. Yeah.
Two coffees
and a water. I'll be right back with that. Thank you so much. And she kind of walks off to go do her job.
I think I just like reach over for a menu, just kind of like start thumbing through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got Bigfoot pancakes.
Oh, does it say that they're shaped in the size of a giant foot? Oh, okay, yeah.
Should we just get a bunch of those? Yeah.
I like pancakes.
I like pancakes.
Yeah, let's just get a bunch of pancakes.
You also get, like, eggs and bacon, maybe?
Yeah, let's just have a breakfast.
That sounds, I like breakfast.
Yeah. Have, like, a little brunch going on?
Yeah. It sounds good to me.
I'll eat breakfast any time of the day.
Yeah, so she comes back, takes your order for pancakes and breakfast and, you know, all that good stuff. She's away for a bit. It's gotten dark outside. The hail's still coming down. It's smaller now. Little clinks on the glass every now and again. The waitress comes back, puts down the food, and walks away, comes back with a heap of butter and like a heap of like berries and a heap of berry syrup, and there's syrup at the table for you to use. And she's like, enjoy. Let me know if what you think on those shirts or if you need anything else, and I'll be back around. She refills your coffees and then heads on her way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. I think it's that weird, like, awkward moment of, like, who's going to reach first? Because I don't want to be rude.
Oh, hey, Zeke will grab, go first. these look good? He's looking good, pancakes?
Oh, yeah. They look like they're great.
Oh, they're nice and fluffy.
Shaped like feet.
Yeah, they are shaped like feet. But they're fluffy. Foot. They're huge.
Yeah.
No, the pancake is the size of, like, the Yeti foot cast that,
Yeah.
What was it? It was, like, 9 inches or something like that.
Something like that.
Who are your pancakes? You enjoy the hail turns to little tinks of ice as you eat.
Well, I hope this hail lines up soon. I don't want to have to be driving in the dark and hail, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask, are we stopping off for the night somewhere? Or?
You do know you can stay at rest stops. You can stay there and sleep in the van if you want to.
Yeah.
If it doesn't let up, then maybe we'll just stay in the van tonight.
Okay, that's fine.
Works for me, too.
Man, these pancakes are good, though.
They're pretty fucking good.
Yeah. I feel like there's nothing like a diner pancake.
I might get one of their shirts.
Really?
Yeah, I'm starting to think I might get one of their shirts.
Wow, you came that early?
The red one looks kind of cool.
I came to Big Joe's footstop.
Yeah,
and all I got was the shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, you eat your pancakes, the hail lightens up, and do you go on your way or do you stay here? It's probably about 7 p.m. now, so you could drive for quite a bit more. You're not quite tired yet. The hail has lightened up.
But it hasn't stopped.
It is like the kind of hail where it's like, tink-a-tink-a-tink. Tink-a-tink-a-tink.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about driving still?
I mean, I'm sure there's like a, if we want to find like a motel or something up the road, I'd be cool with that.
You can ask the waitress.
Unless we want to just stay in the car, I don't mind.
Could ask.
Yeah, I'll ask the waitress. Hey, is there like a motel somewhere nearby?
Yeah, of course we do. There's one about 5 miles up, and you're going to want to get off on the left shoulder, and there it'll take you a little trail up to a little homey motel. It's family owned, but it's quite a nice place. I've stayed there myself before.
Okay, is it cheap?
Fairly. It's more like a bed and breakfast than anything. It's okay. Family run. This old couple and their son does most of the work now.
Okay. Yeah, you guys want to head on to that motel?
Sure.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to get a shirt.
Amazing. Yeah, so she gives you a shirt. Anyone else
get
a shirt?
I will also get a shirt if they have like a long sleeve.
Yeah, so they have a long sleeve version of it. They give you the regular shirt. You pay. You guys head on your way. They give you like a handful of mints on the way out. that you just end up keeping in your car forever. And, yeah, you guys begin driving it again. Every bit of time, there's a bit of like tick, tick, tick.
I am driving a little slower, just being a bit more absolutely. Cautious.
And, you know, you are backlit by the moon. It appears to be close to a full moon, and it's very bright tonight. There's also not a lot of lights, but the moon itself is lighting your way. And you come up to this kind of left turn, like left shoulder, where you're pretty sure it is, and you kind of turn in. And that light of the moon, as you go maybe a mile in, just vanishes for maybe 6 heartbeats. And then it's back.
Oh, that was weird.
Okay.
Maybe there's a big tree over us. It's dark.
It's dark. I can't quite tell.
Yeah, I mean, you're driving, you know, you're driving up this because, like, it's a little windy. And it's probably about another 2 miles up to the little, like, stop. But you're kind of driving into, like, this little side road. And again, as you do for probably about the next mile, backlit by the moon. And then the moonlight vanishes again, and it's just your lights for maybe about 8 heartbeats this time. And then it's back. You're back from regular lighting. The moon's there.
I mean, there's a lot of trees.
Yeah, it's probably just one of them big trees.
Yeah, I'm probably, like, looking out the window. Like, not while it's rolled up. Just, like, looking out.
Looking out the window?
Yeah,
give me a...
Like, what's around?
What kind of roll do you want to give me, Danlin?
Probably just a brains,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, brains.
That's a six.
Oh, very good. It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
You could swear that that what you saw blocking the moon out was a bird.
Hmm.
So big.
That's crazy. I think for a second I'm just like, no. And then I look out the window again, just like, no, a little same. More like.
You really looking for it now?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll again, and I'll let you roll it twice and add the numbers together.
Cool.
Oh, perfect. You crit, so you get to do that an additional time.
Yeah. Okay. That was a four on there.
17? At 17, you look out, and you not only see what you know for a fact is a large bird, but it... And it as it flaps its wings, just in the distance, you can't help but feel uneasy. As this thing is larger than any animal you've ever seen.
I think I just, like, sit up straight in my seat, sit forward, like, just be like, all right, guys, this is crazy. It's just, Amanda, just look out the window, I think.
What do you mean, look out the window?
Just be calm about it.
I look out the window.
It's not trying to hide from you. There's a humongous bird in the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even know what to just keep driving, I guess.
Can I make out any sort of shape?
What kind of bird that is?
Yeah.
Can I make a brains roll to see if I've read about a bird shaped like this in biology or something like that? I don't know. It's a 10.
Oh. 10. You recall once trying to figure something out through science, and your brain's first instinct was thinking of the cover of a book that your cabin leader was reading, and it was an alien face, and then your brain jumped to the sciences and to magnetism,
mm-hmm.
and again your brain does that silly thing of going to the silly thing that isn't real, and you think, well, I mean, I've heard about the Thunderbird in Oregon.
There's no way.
It can't be that.
I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not that kind of
really
stuff.
Really big bird.
Really?
It's probably just an eagle. Like, eagles have pretty big wings.
Yeah,
keep your eyes on the road. I'm not going to make you look. But it's a big fucking bird. Dude.
I mean, like, we're at a place where there's a lot of trees, so, like...
Don't. No. You saw it.
But, like, We don't know.
You pull up to this small inn. It's like it's a bed and breakfast type place. There's only two other cars out front. And you can see there's a truck around back that is likely the family's truck. It's one large front house. It's about two stories. And then there's, I guess I would call it like a quadplex of four rooms all connected. But not like interconnected, but like one large building with four rooms and like an awning and all of that. And yeah, you pull up and a man sees your lights and comes out to meet you and kind of waves you down. And you see he pointedly stays under the awning. He waves you in to pull all the way forward.
Yeah, I pull up.
Hey, here for a night?
Yeah, we're open to...
Amazing, yeah. So our rate, pretty mellow. We don't get a bunch of traffic in. I'm going to say that I'll give you guys a room for $10 a pop each. And then we'll be on our way. Does that sound good? And we can bring you some breakfast in the morning.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I mean, it's 8-ish. Not a lot of people are going to be coming in this late. If anything, I can light up the back house and we can get more people in if we need to. So let's go and settle on that rate. I'll bring your bags in, or do you want to leave your bags in your van?
We got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me know if you need anything special for your room. Each room has two beds. And a couch. You guys can figure that out.
What about one big bed?
We're not doing that.
That's in the house.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm all right.
I will say, be careful walking around at night, though.
Why?
You don't want to end up a little snack, right?
What?
You guys have bears or
and
something?
He walks inside.
Oh. What?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's just get in the place.
Yeah, we'll get inside. We'll get settled. And yeah.
Yeah, he comes back out with a key. Hands it to you guys.
I'll hand them the cash.
Yeah, yeah, they'll take the cash from you. You know, swap keys and cash. They'll head back inside of the front.
And you guys, we'll head to our room.
Yeah, have a little key labeled 2.
Yeah, we'll go to 2 then. Unlock it. Set our stuff down.
Yeah, you guys unlock 2. You get in. It's 2 beds and a couch. You settle your stuff in and you kind of just are in.
I'll take the couch.
You sure?
Yeah, Javi has his knee. I think it's best if you have a bed.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
Yeah, and are you guys going to turn straight in, or?
I think.
We all saw the bird. Well, you didn't see the bird. We all saw the bird.
But, like, I don't know. The American wild are mysterious, you know? And I don't know.
It was just really, like, we can agree it was a big fucking bird.
It was a big bird. I'll give you that.
Okay. That's all I need.
The loud sound of hail begins again as you guys have gotten off the road just in time as the second portion of that storm has come over.
Well, I don't think any bird is flying in that.
Loud thumps of hail.
Yeah, I think we should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're inside.
Yeah, we're inside. We're fine. Yeah.
All right, well, want to go to bed?
Your turn in?
I was going to make sure all my stuff is settled. And then I'm going to go do that thing where it's like, I'm looking for so-and-so, but I'm really just trying to look, scope things out.
Uh-huh.
And be nosy, because I'm nosy.
Right. You going outside or you?
No, not outside, but like out
the window.
Out like around like the, in the like bed and breakfast thing. Just like,
oh, I see. So you're leaving the room and walking the room, into the main house?
Yeah, but not the building.
Okay, because the way it is the building is 4 bed, pretty much 4 rooms.
Oh, okay.
And then the secondary building is where like the breakfast portion is.
Okay.
It's open. The guy was sitting up front.
Yeah.
It's like a baby diner, I would call it.
I think I want to go get a cup of tea.
Okay, yeah. So it is a bit of a walk, and you do have to leave the awning for just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, so you run over.
Like, you're leaving?
Yeah.
It's like, buddy system.
The bird.
It's like back in my mind, buddy system.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want...
I'm just going to go get a cup of tea.
That's... Yeah, but it's dark, and then I think I'm just start getting up. Because I'm like, I'm not going to let this little lady.
Yeah.
You really don't have to do that.
No.
It's fine. It's literally
cool,
just across the way.
I honestly have to pee, so like,
but
no.
You don't have to come with me to do that.
Well, I was going to just take a look. We could just go. Let's go.
All right.
Zeke?
You need
anything? No, he's going to get comfortable. He's like, I just drove all day.
Yeah,
I just want to
he's
going to lay down. No, I'm good. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, so you two walk across. You do a quick hustle. And so you quickly make your way across the way. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's nice to see you guys again. Hungry, thirsty? You want me to whip something up for you?
Thirsty. Was wondering what kind of teas you had.
Oh, we have a little tea box in the back. You can go check that out. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't stock it very often. Last I checked, we have some kind of lavender, a green, and I think we have one other one. I think it's the chamomile. I'm not sure.
Oh, perfect. That's what I was looking for.
Amazing. Yeah, we have some honey, some sugar. You can put the water on yourself. There's a little kettle right there.
Okay.
You look sharp.
Thanks. Yeah, so I'll make myself a little cup of tea. Okay. I'll sit there for a bit.
I think I'm just like kind of looking around the joint.
Oh, yeah, you're just walking around. There's little things here and there. There's like little like books and pamphlets. One of them's labeled, the infamous Thunderbird and things like that. You're gonna grab
it. I picked that up.
it just talks about how it's a legend told from times past. And it just talks about how there's a mystical large bird that stalks these skies. In some areas of the Americas.
Like, obviously, it's bullshit, right? Mystical, stupid, right? But big ass bird. Just like two subs.
Yeah.
What happens when a chosen one decides he'd rather make pastries than fulfill prophecies? He opens a bakery. Absolutely No Adventures is an audio drama that follows Chosen One Sig as he dodges quests alongside his eldritch horror baking assistant and isekai'd New Yorker witch friend. In each bite-sized episode, he has a new epic adventure to avoid at all costs, while making friends and a few enemies along the way. Check us out on your favorite podcasting apps for breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Yeah. You make your tea. You're nosy. You look around. There's not much going on here. Just this guy sitting up front reading a book. Mm-hmm. He's just really, this is what he does. This is his life. This is how he makes his living. And he's like, where you guys blow in from?
Oh, Auburn.
Mm, up in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bit of a long drive, no?
Yeah, we're road tripping.
Exciting. You know, we're on a road trip once.
Was it the best thing?
It's the best summer I've ever had. Yeah. I don't have a wife, but if I had, I would tell you guys, don't tell her.
You know, you're the third person I've heard say that so far, so I hope this road trip will be good.
Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Still pretty early on. I hope nothing weird's happened so far.
You know, it's, you know, birds.
Yeah.
Birds.
Birds, you
know? Did you see?
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how big is normal for birds in this
around
area?
Here.
Did you see it?
What do you mean, it?
I don't know.
You got the pamphlet in your hand, son.
No, well, I was just
what
looking.
What is that?
It's a thunderbird. It's a huge bird that flies around here. My parents made it in the bed and breakfast before they had even seen it. Mm-hmm. I've never been lucky enough to see it myself. People always come in saying they've seen it. I've never seen the thing. Personally, I don't really believe in it. But sometimes people come up saying that they feel like they were being stalked or watched on the drive up.
Big bird.
Big bird.
Yeah, just a big bird, I think. Yeah.
That is so interesting. Yeah. I've heard it's a bird of prey, so be careful out there.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, don't want to become a snack. Have a good night, y'all.
Yeah, thank you for the tea.
Of course. I'll get breakfast on in the morning when you guys
come
around.
Sounds wonderful. Great. We will be looking forward to that. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night, man. So you guys, you know, rush back under the awning. And you get over. You go. Did you take the key with you or just leave the door unlocked?
Zeke's in there.
Yeah, Zeke's in there.
Would have left the key.
Okay. Yeah, so you get back. Do you knock or are you just going to go to open it? Because did you lock it or?
No, I'll just do like a little like.
Yeah. So you hear a knock. I think you were.
You're like, I'm indecent.
No, you're not, Zeke.
Just like, I laughed.
Okay, you can come on in.
Yeah, so before that. The hail stops, but you hear it still a couple of feet out. It's just stopped over your awning.
Oh my God.
And you open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys rush in, close it, lock it. And it starts again.
Zeke.
Yeah.
Settle something for us.
Yeah.
Big birds. And I hand you the pamphlet.
The pamphlet.
Okay.
Javi picked this up.
I was just looking at it. I'm not.
I don't know. It sounds like there's a part of you that believes it.
Okay. It's just a
Here,
big.
Take it.
I mean,
okay.
Like.
So you think there's a bird made out of thunder?
No. Look at the pamphlet, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it.
Look. Okay. So, not made out of. It just says that it's just a big bird. Mystical is something I'm letting it scoot. I just feel like a lot of these things are like rooted in some sort of like, you know, fact.
Well, that's why I said maybe it's just a giant bird. Who knows? We are in the Americas. We don't quite know how big birds can get.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
No,
you guys.
Yeah, I'm there with you for that totally.
I put down my cup of tea. What's your hesitance?
No, I'm sure that there are pretty big birds out there, but it's dark. I mean, it's hard to tell distance in the sky. So We've been driving for a while. I'm sure you guys
but
are tired.
Do you believe it's that bird? And I point to the pamphlet.
You think there's a thunderbird here?
Do you believe that there's...
I mean, I'm sure there's a big bird, but I don't know about a thunderbird. Maybe we should just go to bed, you guys.
Maybe yeah. It's been a long night.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get ready for bed.
Yeah. Yep.
You all turn in. And just relax. You know. It's a long drive. Probably tight shoulders, tight backs. It's nice to be in a bed or on a couch, not driving. Mm-hmm. And I would like for you, Clem, to give me a... What did I make you give me the first time you slept walked?
Oh, that was a grit.
Give me a grit.
An 11?
You wake up again just outside the door, still under the awning, maybe two steps out from being outside. And Zeke, you wake up with a start and a bloody nose, and you wipe it away, and you look over, and Clem is not in the bed, and the door is wide open.
Oh.
I make sure I'm under this awning.
Yeah.
I know that you said I'm like two steps from being out. I take another like two steps backwards.
Yeah, you take two steps back. You hear the thump thump of steps from the open door.
I'm going to get up and be like, Clem, you all right?
I think I'm like frozen right now. I'm going to look around outside. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to make a check or something to see if I can see brains?
Yeah, brains.
Oh, that's a 3.
You don't seem to see anything or anyone else. You're just like looking around frantically. You're scared. It's weird.
Yeah, it's dark still.
I think it's this moment of like, oh my God, I can't believe I've gotten in my own head so intensely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I just like, I'm like, look around. I'm like, why am I...
freezing out here. Get inside.
You're right. I'll go back in.
Yeah. And as you go back in, you close your door, and you hear just like of a record scratch as a record's been stopped playing.
That's weird. Did it sound like it came from like... Okay. Did it sound like it was a sound my brain was recollecting, or did it sound like it was something that was in this building?
Something like it just occurred. A record stopped playing.
But was there music?
You didn't hear any music. You didn't pick any up.
Guys, there might be something weird happening.
Yeah, probably.
Am I roused at all?
Yeah.
From all, just like...
A cold breeze came in. You see your friend standing at the door.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know. Clem was just up.
Okay. You remember when we were like, what, 12, 13? And I was sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Kinda.
It was like that. Again.
Oh.
Like, I slept walk outside.
Javi, give me a grit.
Uh-oh. It's never gonna be high enough.
You hear Clem say sleepwalking, and then you hear Amanda say,
I woke up sleepwalking. And there's other people from other cabins sleepwalking towards the magnet place. I think we should go check it out.
And then you open your eyes again, and Clem's standing there talking about sleepwalking.
Okay.
So it was like that, and then I woke up and I was outside again, but this time there weren't any kids around and I was just here, you know? But it was that same feeling I felt when I woke up that last time. And I haven't slept walk since.
Is your nose still bleeding?
Oh, I think he cleaned it off. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he probably just did a quick job. So there
might be
blood
there might be some on his like, nose, like Christmas nose.
Blood on your face.
Oh, yeah. I get nosebleeds sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like when the climate changes, you know, it went from hot to cold. It happens.
But your nose wasn't bleeding earlier when we were in the diner.
Oh, yeah.
Javi, again, you blink and you blink back to catching your friend as he fell from whatever magnetic weirdness was going on. And you remember as you caught him, he fell face first on you and that shirt got stained with the blood of his nose that was bleeding when he was floating. And then you blink back and you're back in this moment again.
I think at this point you could see it on his face, like him just being like...
Disoriented.
Like... Magnets?
Magnets? What? Last
time, it was magnets, wasn't it?
But we're nowhere near the magnets.
Compass. And I slap you.
Oh, I didn't, bring a compass.
Oh, I thought that was just a thing you did. Shit. I don't know. I keep having these weird, flashbacks. And it's, I know, realistically, I'm just we're hanging out again. And I'm probably just, it was good times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It happened at the gas station. And I thought, and I fumble in my, I thought I threw this away and I didn't. And then we were saying it felt weird, right? We all felt weird, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should just get some sleep, you guys. I think maybe.
I don't know, because Amanda's sleepwalking now.
How about we'll push the couch in front of the door so she can't get out in case she does it again.
Okay.
You know, and we just go to sleep. I think what you two need is some sleep. We've been on the road for a long time. You know, this is clearly been a lot for you guys. Let's just try to relax and sleep. Maybe we'll sleep in tomorrow, leave a little later than we expected, you know?
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah, this is really weird, you guys.
This is really weird.
let's put the thing in the door, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll push the couch in front of the door. Okay.
One more thing before we go to bed, just in case something weird happens. I heard a record, like someone taking a record needle off of, a record, and, it stopped playing. And I don't know if that's going to have anything.
Did we hear any of that, GM?
You had a dream, Javi, right before you woke up to the cold air hitting your feet from the door being open, your friends murmuring about, what are you doing outside? And you were just at a nice little swing club, dancing to some 50s and 60s music.
Mm. I don't know if that'll... I don't know. It was weird. But there was no music from when I woke up. I don't know. It's weird. It just felt... Maybe it was important. I don't know. Maybe we do need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Let's just push. We'll push something in front of the door just to make sure.
Okay. Tie you down.
Cool. Please don't.
No, I'm not. I'm just. All right.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
So, you guys all go to bed. You wake the next morning. Clem never left. Didn't try to make a second escape. Y'all slept through the night and the hail is gone and you guys slept in a bit, so it's a little later, probably like 9-ish.
Probably wake up probably after I get ready for a bit, and then you two are awake. We're like, well, the guy said that there was breakfast if we wanted to go eat before we went on the road again.
Let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah, so you guys head in. Inside, it's still the same guy. He looks tired, but tired in a way that he's working tired. He probably went to bed at some point, or just maybe even see there's a little cot or a little blanket right there, and he might just sleep in a reclining chair there and just kind of work on and off throughout the night. And so he got up, he made breakfast. There's a small family, just a mom, a dad, and a little girl eating off in the corner, and then in a center round table taking up... It's a two-man round table, but it's kind of just in the center. And there's a guy sitting there with one is a regular leather briefcase. The other one is this thicker wooden box almost, but it's briefcase size and dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting there eating. He has kind of a hat on, glasses on that are shaded from you can tell some kind of tint. Mm-hmm. And he has his head tilted down and he's just eating his food. And then it's you guys.
Yeah. Is it like a buffet style?
No. So it's kind of like a get in line style and tell them what you want.
Okay.
And he's sitting there just flipping pancakes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, friends.
Hey.
Hey. Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Perfect. And he serves you guys up some pancakes and eggs.
How do these pancakes compare to the diner?
These pancakes are incredibly homey. In the way that, like, there's a difference between diner pancakes and homemade pancakes from, like, your mom or your grandma, but both are delicious, is that.
Okay. I guess we'll just take our food and eat.
Cool.
Sit down.
Can someone here give me a brain check?
Brains guy.
All right. Brains.
Brains.
Ooh, a 15?
It's stupid.
Oh, my God.
But that wooden case could totally, like, if you, like, broke it down and, like, reassembled it, that could totally be a record player. But also, like, aren't you going up outside your head? You woke up outside, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'll kind of, like, eye a little bit over there and then just make a note of that while I eat. I won't say anything yet. I feel weird.
I'm eating.
Yeah, I'm eating too.
A little bit of OJ.
Freshly squeezed. Did he pick that off the tree?
Yes.
Nice. This is some good OJ.
Yeah, I squeezed it this morning.
When does this guy rest, you know?
Yeah.
All day. I just sit here, relax. I take naps when I want.
Just
yeah, he just floats around.
You do a great job, sir.
I appreciate that. My parents love this business, and I love my parents, so I want to do them good.
Where are your parents?
Upstairs asleep, likely. They sleep in nowadays. Would you like to meet them?
No.
They usually blow in around like 11.
Oh, yeah. We probably have to get going.
Yeah, we
slept
to get
in late already.
Going.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you guys.
Thank you.
Go ahead and you can take some reading material if you want on the roads with you. And, there's all the pamphlets he has.
I'm going to look at all the pamphlets. What's there?
Just all kinds of silly stuff. There's like a Bigfoot one, Thunderbird one. Yeah, the like simple, like, there's also one that's like the stops, but you already have all the stops.
Yeah, okay,
you know, so.
Okay. I like look to see if there's something new, and then I'm like, there's nothing new that my mom didn't pack me.
Yeah.
So I'll just.
She didn't pack you Thunderbird, I bet.
Well, why would she do that?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. You guys have this little kind of silly conversation. The man with the two briefcases gets up, tips his hat, he leaves a little cash. He walks out into he pops his trunk. You see a row, well, about two rows, because it's the entire trunk is filled with it. It is a 1980 Cadillac Eldorado in all black. And there's two rows of wooden briefcases with one of them missing in the front row as he slots the briefcase in. And then he closes it and he gets around, gets in, and just drives off. And yeah, you guys eat some more and head about your way.
Did you want me to drive this time, dude?
Yeah, sure, if you want to drive. Don't forget to give it the little slap. Well, not a little slap. Give it a
maybe
big slap.
You get it started for me, and then I'll jump in to start going.
Okay, yeah, because you got to, like, hit the clutch quite a bit.
Yeah, she likes you more, probably, so.
It's a whole thing. Oh, yeah, I'll get it going.
Yeah.
You guys all get in.
Clem, you want to sit in the front? I want to kind of sprawl out in the back.
Sure, I'll do that for you. I'll get to the front.
As you guys go to drive off, the guy runs out. He's like, wait, and like flags you down as you're like pulling off. And he runs up to the driver's side window because he sees you there. And he's like, hey, the gentleman that was eating before that stayed two rooms away from you guys, he said that he had found this outside your room, and he hands it to you, and it's your note from your dad that wasn't in your pocket.
Oh. Like, I checked my pocket. Thanks.
Yeah. And he kind of puts it. Had you opened it already?
I think so.
Because it was open when the guy handed it to me, and I didn't read it. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I didn't open it if it wasn't opened.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, you guys drive safe. And he like kind of pats the van.
Fold it up. What the fuck?
And he has. Drive off.
I look out the window as we head down.
It's a nice day. It's actually a beautiful day, even. And you drive off. You head down. It's a nice trek. And in this, I would like everyone to tell me one thing that's nice about this portion of the drive that you enjoy. And we'll start with you, Javi.
I think I really like this sort of shake of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that, like, thrummy, you know, how you feel it on the ground. Yes. Especially, like, with, like, an older, you know, kind of style car. Just that, you know. That's nice. It's grounding.
I think he likes watching the trees go on by. And he's been, like, looking up at the sky every now and then to see, like, if there's a big bird out there. And I think every time he sees, like, a fairly large bird, he'll be like, ah. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But I think also, like, since it's the day after a storm, like, the clouds are, like, really nice and full, you know, and they're very white. And
yes. So,
like, the sky's really pretty.
Yeah, it's probably, it's weird, but I think there's a slight, like, part of her that's kind of glad we're back together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever just happened was odd and maybe not actually happened, question mark. But, you know, if it was going to happen with anybody, she's kind of glad that she was with Zeke and Javi. So I think it's just that little bit of, like, that feeling you get of, like, things kind of being a normal time in which you were, in which you felt normal, and like not that sort of pressure in which she has felt her whole life. And so it just feels nice to be back in that rhythm of summer.
Solid. Yeah, so again, you're driving, you guys make your way down to that sea lion cave, that seal cave, where you can kind of sneak about and hopefully see a cave full of these beasts, you know, these beautiful creatures. Yeah, sea lion caves. They're natural caves where you can watch sea lions. And can everyone give me some kind of, like, athletic role, some kind of, like, physical role?
Do flight.
Okay, wrong, flight'll baby. Work. Ron'll work.
Give it fight. Oh, I got an 8. Roll again. Got 11.
Got a 1. Yeah.
Here's your pterodactyl.
Give me the pterodactyl.
And you guys, for a moment, make it in silently, and you see possibly one of the most naturally beautiful things you've ever seen, a large pile of sleeping sea lions, and then Clem trips a little and knocks a rock down, and is it two sea lions start slamming into each other and start fighting, and now there's a full sea lion turf war going on, and they're all kind of like, we're just making a bunch of noise and splashing around in the water. And as that happens, you see the waves crest in. You guys are just above them in kind of this overhang. You're in like a cove almost. You had to kind of do a little hike down. It's nothing crazy. You're all capable. Your knee doesn't hurt in the slightest. You don't even have a twang of pain because it's not a thing you're thinking about right now because you don't want to hurt right now. And it only hurts because you want it to. And the waves crash, the mist sprays your face as the waves break feet before you. And it's an enclosed area, so the water bounces around, and the entire area is cool and misted, and the heat is starting to get to you in this area because the sun has risen, it's summer. There are angry seals yelling and splashing around, and it's almost like they're playing. And just off in the corner, one of the seals, as the commotion gets going, appears to stand up and just walk away as if they weren't a seal in the slightest. And Zeke, your nose, just a trickle. This less than usual. You wipe it away fast. And that's where we're going to end that session.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't care for walking seals.
Thanks for playing with me, guys. I hope you're having fun.
Yeah. Again, I think if we all start going into the comments saying, what the fuck, Adam, he might start explaining things. Or maybe not. Or might make it worse, actually. I don't know. Let's find out. Anyways, thanks for listening. Adam has been your GM for this session and this season. We're playing Kids on Bikes, and we're seeing giant birds and whatever. I don't know. I'm freaked out. This is weird. If you want to do all the things to support us, you can like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. If you want to support us even further, you can go to our Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5gmsintrenchcoat. Leave us a little tip to support us. It takes a lot of work to sustain the show, but we're doing it. We're here. You can follow us on our socials at 5GMsInATrenchcoat, pretty much everywhere. Only place where our ad is different is Blue Sky, where we are 5GMs official. And if you like us and you want to see things like variety content, you want to see Let's Play, we've been playing video games and things like that, you can head over to our 5GMsInATrenchcoat YouTube channel. I know we have a Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough going on right now. At this point in which this is releasing, we've probably already done like our Silent Hill 2 run 2 and some other funny games. And we have just a fun time over there if you want to just hear us goof around playing video games. Yeah, Tanlin.
Hi, I do all the art pretty much for this lovely podcast, and it's called, now let me walk you through this, Gremlin Frog Art, and it's spelled F-R-O-G-G-A-R-T.
Mm-hmm. Two G's.
Two G's in there. Gremlin don't, Frog Art.
Don't get it confused.
Don't get it twisted.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat.
Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.